Good morning.
Good
unless
morning.
It's the unless it's the afternoon for you, in which case good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And welcome back to Wouldn't It Be Mice?
Wouldn't it?
I, Nathaniel McCormick, am joined by Dakota Elizabeth Ferentino.
Elizabeth?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, my man. How are things in your neck of the woods?
They're great. They're great. Today, actually, beautiful. Just gorgeous. It's not a million degrees. It was, it got up to like 85 is the high, but like nice breeze this morning. I had my windows down when I was driving to work.
Nice.
And it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, that sounds good. It's been a little cold and rainy here.
It's been.
One, salsa. It's cold here. It's raining, but it's good because there was a heat wave, and now it's nice. Nice ease into fall around
these
parts.
It sounds like it's been pretty great where we are, but what's it been like in Billings, Montana?
Oh, let me tell you what's going on in Billings, Montana. So this article talks about how over the past 100-something years, what's happened when grizzlies and humans cross paths?
I'd like to say, crikey, I'm excited.
Crikey. So on October 9th, there was an article posted by the Billings Gazette, your source for all news in Billings, Montana, entitled When Grizzlies and Humans Cross Paths, Montana Bear Encounters Over the Past Century. They start off with a cartoon from 1901 talking about President Roosevelt's encounters with a grizzly. And let me tell you, it only gets more lit from there. Because in 1902, there's an article called King of Bears, Bigfoot, Dead.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. So where are the commas? It's important. So is Bigfoot the King of Bears and
Bigfoot,
is now dead?
I should have probably said Bigfoot was in quotes. Bigfoot was, in fact, the King of Bears, at least until 1902, when he, in fact, died.
But that was a bear named Bigfoot.
That was a bear named Bigfoot.
Not like Bigfoot Sasquatch is the king of bears.
No.
And that's why there's more bear encounters, is because he's ordering them to go out. That's
hot,
tea.
Hot take.
And people say that, you know, the Oxford comma is worthless. Commas, we need them. Okay? We need them.
His favorite diet was horse. So that's a little sad. And he lived and roamed around Lewiston, Idaho.
His favorite diet was a good game of horse out on the basketball court. Healthy diet of shooting some hoops.
I bet if I gave you 100 years to guess, you would not guess the next sentence as to who the person was that killed Bigfoot, again, the King of Bears.
Billings teen Willie G.
Believe it or not, that man's eternal.
Was he like a teenager or something in the article we read? He killed Bigfoot in 1901.
Believe it or not, Bigfoot, the King of Bears, was killed by a life insurance agent.
Of course he was.
It's a really sad story. Bigfoot, the gigantic grizzly, which has been killing off stock in the county round about Lewiston, Idaho, for several winters, is no more.
Killing off stock in the community because he's committing fraud.
He was taken into custody of life last Friday.
Custody of life.
By D.G.
Sounds
Holbrook.
Like an Alice in Chains album. Custody of custody. Life.
It's the custody of life! Wow, this took a real turn. So Mr. Holbrook and those who accompanied him returned to Spokane last night, bringing Bigfoot's hide with them. I was looking forward to hearing about Bigfoot's many encounters.
I was assuming that, like, when grizzlies and humans cross paths, I was thinking, like, standstill. Oh, this is a bear. He's going across it. And then I was thinking, when you said it starts with a cartoon, have you seen the bear reenactment where they have the cutout of the bear?
Yes.
It's like a vine. And they're like, this reenactment shows how the bear like walked back out of their yard. This is like horrible cutout of the bear with the dude behind going up and down. That's what I kind of pictured. Humans and bears cross paths.
Would that it was. I don't know if they had the technology back in TR's day, but now, man, Such a sad story to learn about the passing of our beloved king of bears.
Bigfoot. Sounds like when grizzlies and humans cross paths, the humans just kill them.
Yeah, especially if you're in and around the life insurance business.
I mean, they've been notorious for that. You know?
Yeah, you don't really come back from that. Well, for anyone interested, Bigfoot has killed about 20 horses in the past few weeks.
Wait. Bigfoot has?
Bigfoot. Well, I'm assuming it was before. You know, this article really leaves it kind of open to interpretation.
There's a lot of plot holes here. I'd be anxious to know who wrote this.
Oh, God. This takes a real turn. It doesn't say who wrote it. There's no byline here.
Guess who's back? Back again. Bigfoot's back. Tell your horse.
Tell your life insurance agent.
Tell your life insurance. I'm picturing a commercial where it's like, please talk to a life insurance agent if you are experiencing grizzly bears near you.
Bigfoot, king of bears, weighed about 1,300 pounds. He was about 9 feet long and about 3 high. R.I.P. Bigfoot.
Can we give him just a moment of silence? All right, we're back.
Just a moment.
We're back. So now that we know what's happening in Billings, which is ever so important, wanted to take a little bit of a turn with the podcast this time around. And by that, I mean we're going to go left. But anyway, wanted to talk about something that's a little more, I guess, real than what we've talked about before. Not to say candles aren't real, but
I can confirm that candles very much are real.
You can confirm that mahogany teak wood is real at least 4 times.
The real.
At least 4 times.
The realist.
But I want to ask you a certain question, and that question is, what motivates you to be happy? So in today's world, you know, I've heard it's a tough world out there. Dad! Tough world out there, Dad! And for those of you wondering, Cody's laughing off screen. I had to let my dad know. I had to tell Dad.
Oh, boy.
But what are some things you do to stay happy?
Other than this right now.
Yeah, that's true. This podcast is definitely something that keeps us happy. 100%. And just keeping in touch with friends. I feel like people don't do that anymore because they have FaceNet, chat, and Instabook.
That's true. And that's not real. Memories fade. For me, when...
we don't care. We don't care if you guys dislike our silence. Our silence is mainly us looking at each other and losing it laughing. So... Oh, right. Wow. So you shouldn't care about that, Dad. What makes you happy, Cody?
What makes me happy, if I'm being completely honest, there's a little, are you familiar with a program called The Office?
Heard of her?
Well, she's a beaut, and when I'm feeling low, honestly, nothing can pick me up like watching an episode of The Office. And again, this is the US version of The Office with Michael Gary Scott, but that show, I watched it when it was on TV live.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Definitely picking up on more things, rewatching it over and over again now. But the difference in those characters and the way that they build each other up, support each other, and also have the most awkward and uncomfortable of encounters with Michael G. Scott is hands down one of the things that makes me the happiest.
What's your favorite episode?
Ooh.
Do you have one?
I don't know. They're all children.
I have one for sure.
Yeah. What's yours?
So my favorite scene from The Office is when Kevin is bringing in his pot of chili to the office because it's the one thing he's good at. And then for those of you that haven't seen it, I won't spoil it. He spills the pot of chili everywhere. Oh, and then... my favorite episode is when Dwight makes hay place and they have all the hay bales and I love it so much. Like kid gets up on the bales and no, get off of those bales. Those aren't play bales. Those are show bales.
Oh, I love it. Honestly, if I had to pick an episode or two as my favorites, I would say the two-part episode of Pam and Jim's wedding was really up there for me.
Delightful.
It was just so delightful in Niagara Falls. Such a funny episode. A lot of cringeworthy moments, like when it was revealed that Pam was pregnant to a very, very old relative who wasn't a big fan of that. And we all thought it was going to be Michael who spilled the metaphorical beans, and it turned out to be Jim.
James. It was James. And James, his giant help. Peach.
James, help. Fat Halpert.
Jim and the Giant Peach. Very different movie. Yeah. Very different movie.
I love that scene in Jim and the Giant Peach where he turns and looks at the spider and then gives one of these faces.
And for those of you listening, Quirky gave a Cody face. Let's go back. Cody made a Quirky Jim face.
Bear Flygov. It's Valley Forge. That was a completely different thing. But
it's Valley Forge.
It's Valley Forge.
I'm going to eat the Declaration of Independence.
I'm going to steal it.
I'm going to steal it.
That's it.
Steal your heart. So, and then eat it.
So that's it for me.
Am I hearing barking?
Yeah, that's Paige. Again, call forward to a future future topic.
So is Paige a great aunt living next door?
You know, that remains to be seen, Nate. If I had to make an educated guess, I would say Paige may or may not be a dog who lives next door and, in fact, hates any person that is not her mama or papa that walks by. AKA
Dad's name? Are they Rufus and
Ruferta.
Spot? Because Paige is not a dog's name, which we'll talk about.
We'll get there. Paige isn't a great name for a dog.
Paige is not a dog's name.
No.
But if you're thinking about naming a dog, don't name it Paige. Anyway.
Obviously somebody did, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nate, what makes you happy?
I'm glad you asked that. So there are a few things that make me happy. One is, don't think microphones work that way, but worth a shot, I guess, because I'm just talking into my headphones. That's very orange. Do you have...
You were saying...
I believe Sheryl Crow was saying. Mm-hmm. But anyway, one of the things that makes me happy is my lovely and beautiful fiance. Mwah, hugs and kisses. But another thing that makes me really, really happy is music. So anytime I'm like super, super down or something like that, because like, let's be honest, the world just kind of isn't the best currently.
Retweet.
No matter which side of the oven you're on, it's not great. So
if you get too far, you're gonna get burned.
You're gonna get burned. Harken back to our candles podcast. but I really like listening to music. So there's like, I'm very religious about how I go about my music search. So on Spotify, there's a playlist called New Music Friday. And I always I literally will scour that thing and look through the whole thing and find like the best new songs or whatever. And mainly the songs that I like add to playlists and stuff are what make me happy, like happier songs.
I like that.
But it's kind of nice because music just lets me like internalize and just be in my own sort of world and forget what's happening kind of on the outside, which is why I love music so much. And then I also like make music. Follow me on SoundCloud. But it's not good. So if you're looking for good music, go to New Music Friday on Spotify. If you're looking for something that I think at this point is passable as music, follow me on SoundCloud. What's really, really, like, I don't know, I guess I kind of wanted to convey this message a little bit today, is just that, like, if there's any way you can jump out of sadness, you should, like, before it gets too bad. So, like, mm-hmm. there have been plenty of times where I've been pretty down about something, and that we have a running show notes for this podcast.
Tote shouts.
And Cody just typed a funny sentence. You'll hear about it later in the podcast.
Call me back, please. Call me, Dad?
Call me back, maybe, Dad.
Hey.
You just saying hey was too good to really follow up after.
That's it. That's the best part of the whole song.
Just hey. But then, so do you, so is that something, when you watch The Office, is that something where, like, do you sense, like, sadness coming on, so then you'll try to, like, get away from that super fast, or is that something where it's just, like, I'm bored, I'm going to watch The Office, or is it both?
I think it's a little bit of both. Honestly, for me, when I've had a really tough day at work or just in general, this is one of the things that kind of, in the way you talk about music being an escape, for me, watching The Office, and really, like, I've seen it too many times, but continuing to watch it and picking up new things and even remembering the first time I watched a certain episode, and I remember, like, laughing so hard that I was crying at something. It still gets me, and it reminds me of, like, those happier times. So it's a bit of a nostalgia factor and a fact that The Office is just a very funny TV show.
It's pretty, experts say it's funny.
Some people say.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not. The only one. but no, that's really cool. Because, like, the main thing, at least in people that I've talked to that, like, are going through a tough time, like, it seems like you only need a little bit of a spark to sort of get out of that. And so, like, one of the things too, it's really nice that you and I stay in such close touch.
Oh boy. Hey.
Hey. Hey, Dad. but it's, I think that's one thing. Do you know too many people that are, like, that call their friends and talk to their friends on the phone or FaceTime them? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I feel like that's a dying art, is literally picking up the phone. Because you and I can text back and forth, but, I mean, I'll admit those aren't near as fun as when we actually, like, pick up the phone and talk to each other. But
there's just a difference in thinking out and, like, writing a message versus having just a normal organic conversation with somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, or like us, that you make time to talk to each other, I think is a great way of keeping those connections instead of slipping to the point where you're just to send a text or a message on their birthdays. And that's sad.
Yeah. It's really hard too, because I know that for me, it's been, you know, I forced myself to reach out and call friends and relatives even. But it's definitely paid off. So you and I, we do this podcast, but also...
Heard of it?
We have. Not too many others have, but we have.
That's it. Just
we've heard of it.
A million listens.
We're hearing it now. But I've forced myself to do that, but I've called you when I'm, like, super happy and excited. And then I've also, because of that, been able to call you, like, in my toughest time. So I remember that, you know, I called you and talked to you. We talked shortly after I got engaged, but then also talked, you know, shortly after my uncle passed away. And that was when I couldn't call my family because they were, you know, dealing with that at that moment. And at that point, you know, I think a lot of people in that situation probably don't really know where to turn, just because, you know, they call home or something and that's their point of contact when they're having a tough time, but they don't sort of let other people in. And I remember we, you know, I mentioned what had happened before, and then shortly after that, I mean, we just laughed, like the whole rest of the conversation. We just talked about nothing in particular, and it's exactly what I needed at that time, you know? And I think that most people don't really take advantage of that. So would you recommend that people should just call people up more often?
Not a single time.
All right, and that'll do it for this bit. Brought to you by...
No, I completely agree. I think it's one where, in order to not completely lose those connections, they take effort and they take work. And like you said, it pays off when you have that outlet or that person you can reach out to. And this isn't to say that happiness is a choice, because happiness takes effort and it takes work. And there are going to be those times that are not great. But if you have those people that you can lean on, you know, you're going to have that support.
Yeah. And you always want to have people around you that will actually reach out to you,
right,
in a time like that, you know, because if it's one of those things where, I mean, everything really is kind of a give and take, you know, where if you are giving of yourself selflessly. If you're selfishly giving yourself away, but if you are, if you're selfless and are taking time to learn about people's lives and things like that, then it kind of comes back around. It goes around, goes around, goes around. It'll find a way back around. because like for you, like, you and I could have probably, I mean, realistically, probably not have fallen too far apart, but we could have. No. I mean, anytime you don't really stay in touch with people. And that's, I mean, that's the reason why I dadgum Friday texts.
Dad?
That was dadgum
gum
Friday. I'm chewing gum. And
I love those Friday texts. Honestly, it is one of the highlights of my day. No pressure or anything, but I love it.
Oh, there's pressure. There's 100% pressure.
But I mean, I had to say it, but you know.
But it's I've gotten a lot of questions about those where people are like, oh, why do you send those? Is it just because you like want a bunch of people to talk to you on the same day? Like, do you need, like, some people have, they've at, why do you send the same thing to everybody? Like, why do you annoy, like, some people think it's annoying. But the only reason I do it is actually just to allow other people to be goofy, and also to let them know that someone is thinking about them, even if it's just a random Friday.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I obviously don't have time for it, because it takes a long time to send that many individual messages. I won't tell you how long, because I don't want to let you know how much of my life has been spent on those Friday texts, but I feel like if more people did little things like that, the world would be cheesily a happier place.
Definitely. And that's, you never know when somebody is at a point where they really need just to hear from a friend and to get that message. Could be a difference.
It's the lollipop moments, right?
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Deja vu. This has come up in many a conversation lately.
You know, we talked quite a bit today at like what we do to make ourselves happy kind of when we're feeling down. But something that's so important that's overlooked is helping others. Because a lot of people will look at it just solely for the philanthropy of going out and helping someone else, and that makes them feel good. But what people kind of disregard, I think, are those lollipop moments where you're doing that, but you never know when that kindness might come back to you, because you have an impact on them. So that's, you know, those Friday texts are not meant to be, you know, my opportunity to keep tabs on everyone. Because if you see any of the text that goes through, it's mostly nonsense. But it's super fun, and I really, really enjoy it. Eat it. Eat the microphone. You won't.
Bet you won't.
Probably shouldn't. You won't. Probably shouldn't. Probably shouldn't.
I'm not hungry, microphone.
But yeah, everyone should check out that TED Talk. I think if you search Lollipop Moments, you'll find it.
So I think the video itself is from TEDx Toronto, and it's called Everyday Leadership, from a speaker named Drew Dudley. So check it out on TED's website or anywhere videos are sold.
Or streamed. But that's, if you can take away anything from today, from this podcast, it's just like, go out and do everything you can to yourself be happy, and then also to make other people happy. Even because it's hard, and there certainly are going to be days where you're not able to do that. I can speak from experience where there are days where I've literally laid on the floor, face down, and haven't moved for a full day because life is hard. Dad! It is! Stop making fun of my podcast! My dad's not here. He's in a different state. That's a bit. But do you have anything else to add to that part before we get to our things we learned today?
I think, like I said, you never know when that little moment can change somebody's life or make things different. So if you think it's going to be too much work to reach out to somebody, it's not. And if you think that you're going to annoy somebody by sending a text or calling them out of the blue, you shouldn't, because people look for those little moments, and that's how we stay connected.
Yeah. I always love when people, are you dropping the mic or did you move them?
Oh, Cheryl.
It's really funny that you dropped the mic and it landed on Cheryl Crow, and she's telling you that as long as it makes you happy, you can drop the mic on all you want.
I'm so sorry, Cheryl.
Cheryl!
It's okay! Cheryl! That's me! Cheryl Crow! That's okay!
Wow, she is certainly out of her prime, if that's what she sounds like. But what did we learn today from today's podcast here?
Well, Nate, I learned that... really, to get into the life insurance business, you got to be prepared to fight some bears.
I think that'll do it for us this week.
End of podcast.